This is BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station with Dale Gentry and friends, calling America to pray, a member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change.
Now, here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Thank you very much, and we're getting started here on Prophetic Tuesday. I want to welcome everyone that is listening on bpnradio.com. Don't forget that this program will be replayed at 2 o'clock, 5 o'clock, and 10 o'clock tonight, and we are here from our studios broadcasting live here on bpnradio.com. It's going to be a wonderful day. We're keeping the fire burning on the altar, celebrating 50 years in the ministry, and so thankful for those of you that are listening on BPN Radio today, as well as those of you who are joining us on Facebook Live. Remember, the views and opinions of those on this broadcast or any of our programs here on bpnradio.com may or may not be the views of Breakout Prayer Network. BPN Radio is not responsible for any counsel or prophetic words given on this broadcast, but we are delighted that you are listening. This program is produced by Michael Schonborn, edited by Aliona, supported by you, our loyal listeners and friends. So it's good to have you on with us today. And I was just sharing with our Facebook friends before I went on the broadcast today that I'm really excited about today. I really believe that today is a big day, and I know that one word from God can change your life forever. Before we start today, we pray today, I want us to pray for Pastor Pomeroy and First Baptist Church in Sutherland Springs, Texas, the horrendous things that's happened there. I also want us to pray for our president, who is traveling to different Asian nations of the world. Father, we just agree right now in Jesus' name, as we come boldly into your presence today by the blood of Jesus, by the name of Jesus, declaring, God, you are our Father, and we are your sons and daughters. We pray the will of God be done here on Prophetic Tuesday on BPNradio.com and Facebook Live. We pray for our president, President Donald Trump, that you'll protect he and his wife Melania and their the group that is traveling with them as he works there to bring peace about in the Asian countries that he's visiting. We also pray for Pastor Frank Pomeroy, his wife, and their congregation. We pray during this time of grief that Pastor Pomeroy will be ministered to, as well as his wife, for the loss of their 14-year-old daughter, Annabelle. And most of their congregation has been killed or wounded. We pray for that church, First Baptist Church, in Sutherland Springs, Texas, only about 80 miles south of where we live here in Austin, Texas, as well as that community in Sutherland Springs, Texas. For those who are grieving, for those who are wounded, we reach out to them in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. And Father, we pray for those that are listening, those who are watching today. As I begin to prophesize, Ruth and I begin to co-host this prophetic session today, we pray, Holy Spirit, that you would open our spiritual ears to hear. And Holy Spirit, open our spiritual eyes to see. And Holy Spirit, open our hearts to receive. We pray in Jesus' name, that your will, plan, and purpose be done during these next 90 minutes, that you will speak to us, and the portals of glory, the portals of heaven will be open, and we will be able to see with our spiritual eyes and hear with our spiritual ears, and we commit this time to you in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Remember that all of our prophetic sessions are being recorded, and they're being archived, and you can listen again to any of our prophetic sessions. That's Prophetic Tuesday, and also Prophetic Thursday with Allison Keeber. And all you have to do is go to breakoutradiochurch.com, breakoutradiochurch.com. On the left side is the list of all of the archives of all of the programs, and you can re-listen. We have made a commitment, of course, to not let a name or a word fall to the ground. And so we're going to get it done. It may take us a little while, but, you know, sometimes you put your name in, and it may not, you may not receive a prophetic word that day. Maybe it will happen the next week or the next week, but eventually we'll get to you. But here's what I want to say to you, that as you listen today, as you listen to other people receiving a prophetic word, the Holy Spirit may speak the same word to you. And you can say, I received that word. And if you receive a prophetic word today, remember that it could be a now word, something God is saying to you now. In the next few days, few weeks, there could be a future word. It may be a year, 5 years, 10 years. I don't know. It could be a confirming word, something you've already heard or know in your spirit. You just say, yeah, that's right. I know that. I've heard that. That has been revealed to me by another prophetic word or in another way. But the most challenging of all could be the new word. The Lord said to the prophet, new things do I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. So sometimes God speaks a word that has never even entered our minds. Unto him who's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ask or think. In other words, there are some words that I may give you on Prophetic Tuesday, or prophetic, or Allison may give you on Prophetic Thursday, you've never even thought about. You've never heard that before. It's never entered into your mind. But remember that something can be birthed in your spirit through a prophecy. A prophecy is a birthing prayer that will birth something into your spirit. Maybe you have never been able to play an instrument, but you'll start playing an instrument. Maybe you've never been able to be a public speaker, but you will start. It's amazing how God can create something through a prophetic word. That's why I say that one word from God can change your life forever. So I believe that's going to happen today. I think I've got it. We finally found the way. I'm talking about those people watching on Facebook Live and the microphone going up and down. So here's what's going to happen today. I'm going to begin to read prophetic words that I've gotten. I've been typing. In fact, I typed till about 9:30 this morning, then quickly got a change of clothes, got a shave, and got ready. But I've been typing and typing. I've also got some names I've not typed any words for, but if the Holy Spirit will just give me, when I call your name, he'll give me something for you. Remember, if you receive a prophetic word, it is only a word. It's not a chapter. It's not a book. 1 Corinthians 13:9 says, we know in part and prophesy in part. So I'll just give a little part. And it may not be anything that is happening in your life right now. It may not even be anything that you've been praying about. But you cannot disregard it if you bear witness in your spirit. Remember, as I've said many, many times, that you cannot receive a word with your mind, because your mind does not have the capability or the capacity to receive a word from God. You have to receive it in your spirit. You just say, I know that's a word for me. Or maybe you say, no, I don't think that's a word for me. That's got to be for somebody else. I don't receive it. Do I have to receive it? And my response to you is, no, you don't. No, you don't. But if you don't receive it, somebody else will pick it up and say, they're not going to receive that word, but I'll receive that word. So, oh, it's going to be a great day. I'm excited. I'm really excited about what God is going to do. And remember, why don't you like and share? Why don't you invite some of your friends to join us here? People need a word from God. And maybe they will receive a word. Maybe the Holy Spirit will speak to them. Remember, I don't have to call your name in order for you to receive a word from God. I don't have to call your name. You just say, oh, I received that word. Or the Holy Spirit is beginning to speak to you. So be ready to write something down, if you will. My daughter-in-law, Ruth Gentry, who is also the manager of bpnradio.com, she's going to come and pray and greet you people. And we... I'm gonna get ready to go. I'm gonna take a little sip of water, and I'm gonna get ready to prophesy. So it's gonna be a great day, Ruth.
It is going to be a great day.
Great day. I'm excited. Why don't you greet the people and give them some information? We're also going to be receiving some phone calls, right?
Awesome. We are. I'm going to move that over there. Good morning, BPN Radio. I'm so glad that you've joined us today and you're listening through bpnradio.com. What an awesome opportunity. I mean, seriously, I mean, God is so good. And the fact that God has provided for us to open up these studios in Austin, Texas, and the team that he has brought together, I just want to thank the team. It has been, it's just been an amazing journey. It's just been a few years, but it's been an amazing journey, and what a great opportunity. And so I just want to welcome all those listening, bpnradio.com. I want to welcome all the Facebook people. Welcome, Facebook people. How fun to get on and watch us behind the scenes. And it is pretty crazy around here. If you're listening and you're if you're listening and sometimes we say something and you're like, wait, I don't get it. Those that are watching, and they get to see all the behind the scenes stuff, which is pretty crazy because we have multiple monitors going. We have people that are not even in the studio. Our prayer team is actually outside the studio praying for us during this hour. So thank you, Cheryl, and thank you, Allison, and thank you, Linda, and thank you, Michael, and Aliona is behind the scenes working everything. So there's so much that goes on behind the scenes, but it is fun to jump on Facebook Live and watch that. But we really are just saying to our listeners, thank you. Thank you for being so loyal. Our loyal listeners, thank you. We just love you, and we just are, again, amazed that God has opened up this opportunity for bpnradio.com. So let's just, if you guys will all join me in prayer and agreement for this Prophetic Tuesday. And before I actually say the prayer, I just want to agree and confirm what Pastor Dale has just said. You might not have a word that has been received, that will be received today. I'm stumbling with my words, excuse me. You might not have your name attached to a word, but that does not necessarily mean that's your not a word for you. So, I mean, a word is an encouragement. A word is spark. A word is for you to just get, you know, say, I can do it. And so last week it was funny because there was just a really quick word, just something that we all talk about, you know, life is full of lemons. So do you make lemonade? So whatever that word is for you, celebrate with the people and rejoice with the people and grab something today. I believe whether your name is attached to a word or not, everybody is going to receive something today. So if you set yourself in agreement with me, Heavenly Father, we just ask that everyone that is joining us through Facebook Live currently, or if they're listening through BPN Radio Live currently, or throughout the day as this is replayed, that God, you are going to give them something that they need to hear from you. And if it's through a prophetic word, or if it's through a word out of the Bible, if it's through a prayer, we just know today they are going to hear something they need to hear. And we just all agree for that. We just dedicate this service to you, this program to you. We dedicate this day to you, and we thank you for all these words. We thank you for the gift that you have given Pastor Dale, and we thank you for the opportunity that you have given us at bpnradio.com. In Jesus' name, amen.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much, Ruth. I love you very much, and well, it's an honor to work with family, and I get to work here with my daughter-in-law, Ruth Gentry. I also get to work with my son, Rick Gentry, my granddaughter, Taylor Gentry, who hosts the program every weeknight at 9 o'clock, and then my granddaughter Brittany Greenlee, who's on with Night Watch, playing music and sharing scriptures and prayers all throughout the night, and my grandson Brock Gentry, who's the IT director, and we're developing a brand new website. We got lots of things going. We're about ready to celebrate our third anniversary, November the 19th. 3 years of broadcasting on bpnradio.com. All right, here we go. I have a word for Mandy and Derek from Lake Worth, Florida. Mandy and Derek, I hear the Holy Spirit saying, there is a cause. There is a cause, and there is an assignment, a new assignment coming. Don't be afraid of change, because change is here to stay. Two are better than one, so I see another couple going with you to prepare the way for others who will come to that geographical location, which is a birthing place. It'll be a birthing place for them spiritually. It'll be a natural birthing place for you as well. Don't say 4 months will go. Lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white, all ready to harvest. The Holy Spirit is giving a call, a clarion call. Many will celebrate your return, and many will return to that geographical location as well. knowing that obedience, that the obedience and sacrifice of one couple will result in the obedience of many. It's in your hands, it's in your eyes, and it's in your heart. Follow your heart. So I bless you there, Mandy and Derek. I have a word for Jordan and Holly from Oklahoma City. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that soon you will cast your net on the other side of the boat. I see the two of you transitioning to a place where you will lead a local church that will focus on young married couples. It'll be a different kind of church that will attract many who have come to the place where they're not able to cope with life and the many demands that have been placed on them at this time in their lives. So it's time to turn over a new leaf. You guys have graduated your preparatory school and are now ready to launch out into a new place of leadership. Don't be afraid. The Holy Spirit giving you a new assignment as captains of your boat. It's going to be a wonderful new season. So welcome to the new season, Pastors Jordan and Holly. I bless you in Jesus' name. I have a word for Joshua and Lindsay from Oklahoma City. I see your church starting a new church, a subsidiary, and the two of you leading that pioneer effort. I see the two of you doing team preaching every Sunday and other times, creating a new dimension of team ministry that will rapidly affect your generation, signaling a new fulfillment in the two of you being able to release the preaching gifts that are continually being stirred in your own spirit. Sometimes you feel like you just don't have a full release, but God is giving you, bringing you to a new place of release that is being stirred in your spirit. You both are being anointed with fresh oil, and you're gonna lead an international church, and that fresh oil is going to continue to consume you, as well as fresh fire that is going to lead you both into a new dimension of a revival church that is being released not only in your house, but is being released in nations of the world. And many revivalists will come to your church to be trained on how to go out and lead revivals across this nation and around the world. I just hear the Holy Spirit saying, don't be afraid to launch out into the deep. Deep is calling to deep. Joshua and Lindsay, I bless the two of you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I have a word for Kelly. And I'm going a little bit fast today because I've got so many words. Kelly S. from Finley, Florida. Here, the Holy Spirit saying that you are a true worshiper in His house, the anointing to lead people into His throne room. I see you leading a whole new dimension of worship, corporate worship, singing in the Spirit with no instruments needed, calling heaven down as you lead them in an unusual dimension of worship that will attract heaven and, of course, cause people to fall on their faces to adore the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And wherever you go, wherever you lead, Jesus will be high and lifted up. People, I'm prophesying, will have open visions of heaven as they worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And I hear the Holy Spirit saying that you're being trained at the very feet of your Master, our Lord and Savior, and your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Kelly S., I bless you in Jesus' name. And Jan B. from Wasilla, Alaska. There is a time and a place. And you have the place, but you've been waiting on the time. And the time is timing is everything. He's going to make beautiful in His time. And you have found the place where God has called you to, attracted you to there in Wasilla, Alaska. But the timing has been a little bit off. So don't try to birth anything prematurely. Allow the baby to come forth in the proper timing. Not a preemie baby, but a full grown baby that is in your womb that will come forth at the proper time. Jan, you're a faithful woman, and God has placed you in the very center of what He's doing there in the state of Alaska. I bless you, Jan. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. And Jay, I usually don't give a prophecy over somebody that does have a location. But Jay, I don't know where you're at, JB, but I hear the Holy Spirit saying that you're to take the gloves off and fight back. You're being attacked from every direction. You are in a spiritual battle. You are in the middle of a war for your very soul, for whatever God has placed in your heart. But know that the weapons of your warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. So, don't give up, give out, or give in, Jay. You stand your ground, J-A-E. You stand your ground because this storm is only temporary. This battle is only temporary, but you are going to come out victorious because I hear the Holy Spirit saying over you, Jay, that you are more than a conqueror. Terry Ann T. from Sacramento, California. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that you're going through the process of elimination. Things you thought were going to happen were only an introduction to the big picture. Don't allow yourself to be turned aside by teasers, by a lesser assignment. Allow the Holy Spirit to do His work. You must not strive to bring things into your order, but allow Him to process properly that which will be your major assignment. Don't allow yourself to be processed into former things or bring things to completion in the way you thought they should be. You're only being introduced into a higher order. I hope that's not too complex, but there's something bigger on the horizon. So you got to wait for it. He's up to something really big. It's big. It's really big. And I hear the Holy Spirit saying, Terry Ann, that it's happening quicker than you think it is. You must let go of some things in order to embrace some new things. All right. So Terry Ann there from Sacramento, California, I bless you. Ministered many times there in Jesus' name. And Allison S. from Madison, Wisconsin. Just to think, Ruth, that we can just minister to people all across America and around the world. And I hear people saying to me, Pastor Dale, when are you and Gene coming back to our church? Well, we're not traveling anymore. We're leading Breakout Radio Church on Sundays at 8 and 10 a.m., Breakout Radio Church. And we believe in the local church. We're going out to churches on special occasions, but we're staying by the stuff. And to think that we now have the opportunity to minister to people all at one time. In other words, I can come to your church every Tuesday. I can minister. So let your friends and church member know that I'm still ministering. We're still proceeding ahead, but we're on just a bigger platform. So Allison S., Madison, Wisconsin. I hear the Holy Spirit saying, don't allow anyone or anything to box you in to small arenas, to small places. And, you know, we're not to despise the day of small beginnings or small things, but you cannot allow other people to design your life and ministry for you. So I'm here, the Holy Spirit saying it's time to break out on the right, break out on the left, break out of the small box that maybe others have designed for you or you have designed for you because maybe of a lack of certain resources or opportunities or friends or education, whatever it may be. Don't allow anything to hold you back. You break into that larger arena. Don't allow anything to prevent those things that He has set in motion for you. You got to make some big plans. You got to write it down. Make sure that you have a business card and pass those out. Send them to make an announcement. Understand, Allison, the power of announcement. Just go ahead and announce. The morning after the night that God called me to preach, I just went and said, I'm a preacher. I just made an announcement that I was a preacher, even though I'd never preached a sermon. So your room, your words are going to make room for you. They will. You begin to say things and your words will begin to make room for you. So you got to make room for the big. So I bless you, Allison, from Madison, Wisconsin. It's big. It's really big. Ronald P. from Gaffney, South Carolina. Your middle name is Pleasant. Donald Pleasant P. Ronald Pleasant P. You might have disturbed the spirit of envy and strife and replace it with a pleasant atmosphere. Excuse me. You're blessed because you are a You are a peacemaker. I'm going to put a cough drop in my mouth and proceed on. I have a word for Anna W. from Seattle, Washington, from coast to coast here on Prophetic Tuesday. Hear the Holy Spirit saying you have an amazing gift of administration, eventually putting you into the captain's chair of a corporation that has subsidiaries all around the world. How awesome is that, Anna? How awesome is that, Miss CEO? I bless you. If you can see it, you can have it. If you see it, you say it. You hear it, you see it, you say it, and then you do it. Okay, thank you very much. I'll put a cough drop in my mouth if you can handle this. That was a big cough drop. So, wow. Mary W. from Katy, Texas. I see that you have an amazing gift to work with children, and eventually that gift will take you to an assignment in a foreign land, a foreign nation, where you will communicate with those who you don't understand their language, but they will understand your language, and your language is a language of love. Let's give a shout out to some people, Ruth, while I get me a little sip of water and a drink of tea right now.
Well, if you're just now joining us on BPN Radio, I just want to welcome you and remind you it's Prophetic Tuesday, and we all pray together that whether your name is attached to a word, you're going to receive a word today from the Lord. So welcome if you're just now joining us on BPN Radio, and if you're joining us through Facebook Live and putting your names in. Remember, if you're requesting a word from one of our team members as they take your word names to the Lord in prayer, please include your city and your state. So I'm just going to give a little bit of instructions there. We have so many. It's unique, but it's special, but we have so many of the same names. Even myself, being Ruth, I rarely run across another Ruth. But yet, if you'll give your city and state, so like, for example, me, I'm Ruth G. from Austin, Texas. That will help us. It also help us know, that as we go back through and we're praying for them, I know that sometimes you'll add a prayer request to that, but if you'll just do that, that would be so helpful for us. I want to give a shout out to Craig, and we speak blessings over Craig, and blessings over Crystal, and over Carmen, over Evelyn, over Brenda, and over Danny, over Joyce, over Mary. We just pray blessings over you, Laura and Susan. Shout out to Linda and Bridget and Casey. And there's several that are joining us for the first time today. Welcome. There's several of us that I feel like we're old friends, and welcome to you. And so I'm just going to hand it right back. So there's so many words today, but God bless you, and just get in agreement with us and celebrate with each other in Jesus' name.
Well, I'm excited about Prophetic Tuesday. You know, I've ministered 14 or 15,000 times over the past 50 years, and I've preached in so many, many different places. I've led prayer in so many, many different places, but there's nothing that I enjoy better doing than to give prophetic words. I really get pumped about Prophetic Tuesday. I enjoy it. And as I'm writing down words and typing out words, till the very last moment, I'm just saying, Lord, I just wish I had a little bit more time, because I enjoy it so very, very much. So thank you for putting your name on Facebook, on our Facebook page, either Dale Gentry or Dale W. Gentry. And we're broadcasting on both of these Facebook pages. And of course, of those of you that are listening on BPN Radio, I'm going to give you an opportunity to call in just a moment. I want you to write this number down. And for those of you listening on radio and you're not watching on Facebook Live, or if you are, the number to call, if you'll write it down, is 979-596-0195. 979-596-0195. And in just a few moments, I'll open the phone lines. And if you'll give me your first name and your city and state, don't give me your last name, first name, city, and state, I'll pray over you. And then I'm also, some of you people are putting your name in on our Facebook page, and I will prophesy over some of you as well. I have a word for Corey and Lori from Spartanburg, South Carolina. I ministered several times in Spartanburg. I said, I see you bringing families back together, creating an atmosphere of love and compassion, reaching out to broken families, causing forgiveness and healing of old wounds to take place, breaking the spirit of divorce in many people's lives. Corey and Lori, I bless you there in Spartanburg, South Carolina. Lewis and Patty from Oklahoma City, I hear the Holy Spirit saying, it's not time to give up the ship. Those things that has been placed in your hearts and your hands and has been commanded you by the Holy Spirit. There is no tangled web in His kingdom about what's happening in your life. Don't allow the spirit of confusion to overwhelm the calling that God has placed in your life, even many years ago. Quit struggling. There are twins in your spiritual womb that will come as you continue to ignore your circumstances and continue to focus your attention on Him who is the author and the finisher of your faith. Don't worry. The vision is still there. It's there for an appointed time. It will come. So keep writing it down, putting on a billboard. I just speak new health over you and new strength as you wait for fulfillment of all that God has planned for your life. It ain't over till it's over. And I hear the Holy Spirit saying it ain't over. It's not over. Darlene A. from Blue, Texas. I've never heard of Blue, Texas, but I see a new chapter opening in your life. Your time of spiritual rest is leading you into a new season of revelation. I see you writing pages of revelation notes, revelatory notes, with a new measure of release coming your way. Write and get ready for a new release of your writings. Melbogo L. from Botswana, Africa. From Botswana, Africa. Welcome. I hear the Holy Spirit is reminding you that nothing is too hard for Him. You have went through the process of preparation. You've been preparing yourself. You've gone through all of the hoops that have made you readily available for what God has called and put in your heart. The process of preparation. Now He wants you to enjoy the fruits of your labors. He's not forgotten you. The seeds of preparation you have sown will bring forth amazing results in the near future. Lily M. from Trevor, California. Lily, the dream is not for you just to observe. You've been watching from the observation tower long enough. I hear the Holy Spirit saying it's time to come down out of the observation tower and begin to do what is in your heart. Take that one step of faith. Get out of the boat. Let the Holy Spirit stretch you just a little bit. I speak Isaiah chapter 54 over you because He's ready when you're ready. I bless you, Lily, from Trevor, California. And Teresa M. from Baytown, Texas. Teresa, the evangelist, the preacher, the one who calls people back from the dead. I hear the Holy Spirit saying you're going to raise the dead. I'm not talking about just physically. I don't know about that. But spiritually, their soul is dead. Their thoughts are dead. Their memory's dead. And you're going to have the opportunity to lay hands on them, pray for them, call them forth out of a dead place in their life, casting out devils, breaking strongholds, calling them back from the dead. Nan O. from Rego Park, New York. Nan, the power of two. I keep hearing the Holy Spirit saying over you, the power of two. The Holy Spirit is bringing that special person into your life that will help empower you to be the person He's designed you to be. The results of this new relationship will be astounding, remarkable. He's putting it all together. Let it come forth. Let the Holy Spirit bring that person into your life to do a great work for Him. I tell you what, let's do. I'm going to put on the headphones. And I believe Ruth has she's got the control. So I'm going to take two or three phone calls. If I know there's a lot of people who says, I don't want to be on the radio. I don't want to be on. But if you're bold enough and to call 978-979-596-0195, then I will give you a word. You give me a name, a first name, a city, and a state. I'll prophesy. I'm going to wait for a few seconds now. Not long. 979. Now, if the phone line is busy, you keep trying. 979-596-0195. And if you call, Ruth will give me a signal. I'll talk to you. 979-596-0195. Who am I talking to?
One second. Rebecca from Houston, Texas.
Rebecca from Houston, Texas. Rebecca, I hear the Holy Spirit saying that there is extreme happenings in your life. And God is going to do something so extreme that it will be undeniable. You will not be able to deny it, and others will not be able to deny it, because it will be so evident of what God is doing in your life and in your surroundings. And so, excuse me, I just hear the Holy Spirit saying, you need to get ready for it. Put both hands out and receive what is coming, because it's on its way, but you have to get your hands out. You can't miss it. It's going to come suddenly, and it's going to leave suddenly, so you got to get ready. So I bless you right now in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Okay.
It's going to come.
All right.
Yes.
Okay, who am I talking to?
This Overseer BJ.
Amen and amen.
Overseer BJ. I bless you, man. I bless you, man of God. The words that you have preached, the words you have declared, will not fall to the ground. And God is bringing, I hear the Holy Spirit saying, He's bringing you a whole new company of people that will be under your leadership from another nation. And they will connect with you, and it's going to be quite amazing. And through the arena of social media and all the connections we have, you're going to have a whole new group of ministers. I call them young preachers, who will be assigned to your care. It's going to be quite amazing. So I bless you, Overseer BJ, in Jesus' name, amen and amen. And when I say amen, if you would just hang up and allow someone else to get on the line, and if you have called before, give someone else an opportunity before you call back again. Okay, who am I talking to?
This is Kim S. from Cleveland, Texas.
Kim from Cleveland? Kim,
Cleburne,
Texas. Kim,
yes, sir.
You know, sometimes Satan can just bring such thoughts into our minds that we can just be down, and we can be oppressed, and heaviness can overwhelm us. And I just declare that all of those thoughts that come into your mind about maybe how you did it wrong decisions, wrong choices, things that have gone wrong that you feel that have contributed to maybe you not making the progress that you could have made, should have made, might have made up until this point. I declare all of those things are broken off of you in the name of Jesus. And I declare a new day, a new season. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. I declare in the morning, you're going to wake up, and the first thoughts that's going to go through your mind, accompanied by your first words, this is a wonderful day. This is a day that God has made, because Satan tries to attack you early in the morning and put those thoughts in your mind to disrupt your entire day. But I declare, woman of God from Cleburne, Texas, that's not going to happen. This is a dawning of a new day, and you're going to beat Satan to the punch in the morning. I bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. Wow. I'm going to take one or two more phone calls, and Ruth will let me know. What is your name? Where are you from?
Roger, Monument, Colorado.
Roger from where?
Monument, Colorado.
Monument, Colorado. That's a beautiful place. Roger, I bless you in Jesus' name. God has given you a voice to speak. I declare that God is going to use your voice to speak to the multitudes of people in days to come. And I hear the Holy Spirit saying that you must not hold back. When He gives you a word to teach, a word to preach, you must let your voice be heard. Put it on a recording, put it somewhere, download it, because those sermons and those teachings and those revelatory words that God has given you are going to be played and replayed on many radio stations in many different venues. I declare the voice of God that is going to work through you is going to be mighty. Let no one deny the anointing that is upon your life, because I hear the Holy Spirit saying, Roger, if you can be denied, you will be denied. but you must not be denied, because you have a voice to be heard, and those that would turn aside from listening to your voice, it's okay. God's going to give you a listening audience. He's going to give ears that will hear what you're saying, and your ministry is going to bring forth lots of fruit. So, Roger, I bless you there in Monument, Colorado, in Jesus' name. Okay, shall I take one more? Maybe one more phone call. Okay. All right, we're going to get... I'm going to prophesy over somebody that has put in your name. Boy, this is a wonderful day. I know I'm talking real fast, but there's so many words that I need to get out. And so I'm so enthused, and I feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost so much. Carrie B. from Paragould, Arkansas. It's a plain path that God has given you to operate in, to function in. It is very plain. And your discernment is increasing, I would say, 100-fold. And you're beginning to discern what God is saying. And so many times and so many other times, maybe in times past, you have relied on the voices of other people to give you a word. But now it's coming so fast that I see you getting up in the middle of the night and writing those words. Carrie, I bless you. In Jesus' name, and all of these things that you have gone through have not been for naught. God is turning the curse into a blessing. I bless you, Carrie. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Marlene B. from Houston, Texas, the anointing to declare the word of the Lord, to prophesy the word of the Lord is mightily upon you. Do not let a word fall to the ground. I bless you, Marlene. And Donald from Sweeney, Texas, Donald the Evangelist, mighty man of God, ordained to preach the word, to declare the word. And you are now in the throes, the beginnings of a very fruitful season that is going to bring forth much fruit in your life. Donald from Sweeney, Texas, I bless you in Jesus' name. And BNS from Olive, Oklahoma. There is fertile soil that has been prayed over. Somebody has prayed lots of prayers for you, and somebody has prayed lots of prayers over Olive, Oklahoma. I see you doing big things in small places. Ben, I bless you right now in Jesus' name. And Lewis from Marion, Indiana, God has set the world in your heart, Lewis. He has set the world in your heart. And when you look at the globe, when you look at the map, your heart leaps. Your heart leaps. I don't know if you have a passport or not, but you better get your passport ready and your traveling shoes on, because God is going to make way for you to engage in some activities in foreign nations of the world. Lewis from Marion, Indiana, I bless you in Jesus' name. And Jan W. from Chicago, Illinois, I hear the Holy Spirit saying over you, it's time to regroup. Quit trying to hold things together. It's time to release and embrace. Get this, Jan. It's time to release and embrace. You have people in your lives that are sucking the very air, the very breath out of you. They're hanging on to you like leeches. And you must realize it's time for change. Let them go. Let them go that are not adding anything to your life. And you say, well, I've been ministering to them for a long time. Yeah, but the season is over. It's time for you to go into a new season. Let these people go. They're not investing anything in your life. You release them and embrace a new group of people, a new season. I bless you, Jan, there in Chicago, Illinois. And Gina S. from Brooklyn, New York. You know, Brooklyn, New York is one of our largest listening audiences month after month. And I've not been to Brooklyn, but I've been to New York City. I've been to Queens. I've been to other places. But somehow we have so many people listening on bpnradio.com from Brooklyn, New York. So, Gina, I bless you. I see you as a major event planner, giving yourself ample time to plan one or two major events per year. It's really big. And you're not just in minor. You're not in the minor leagues anymore. Gina, you're in the major leagues, and you're planning big, big things. God has given you a big team, and he's given you a big hug, exemplifying what others are going to do in your life following these major events. They're going to give you big hugs saying, thank you, Gina. Thank you for putting this together. And I'm telling you, it's going to be profitable, not only spiritually and soulish, but it's going to be very profitable to you for you financially. I bless you in Jesus' name, Gina, there in Brooklyn, New York. And Benny from Scottsdale, Arizona. I see you bringing divine order into many people's lives. Those who have gotten off track, those who have been deceived into believing they can work out their own lives, those who have been overcome by pride and selfishness, teach them the word, round them up, disciple them. There's a lot of people that are out trying to do stuff, but they never were discipled properly. You are a discipler. What does that mean? That means that you're bringing, Benny, you're bringing discipline into people's lives. They're undisciplined. They have enough of the word just to make them dangerous. They have enough revelation just to make them dangerous. But you are beginning to disciple them. Those that have been overcome by pride and selfishness, teach them the word, disciple them, instruct them, call the backslider back that went out prematurely or started prematurely. Call them back and teach them to love their wives, their children. Teach them how to become, teach the men how to become, the boys how to become men. I bless you, Benny, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. And Pat from Loxahatchee, Florida. I hear the Holy Spirit saying, it's time to celebrate. It's time to cast off all business, weariness. Allow your spirit to soar. Take authority over your business. I'm not talking about business. I'm talking about your business and mundane activities of life. And use your gift of hospitality to fill your home with laughter. Throw parties for many, some who've never had a celebration in their honor. I remember one time one of my spiritual sons, the boxer Evander Holyfield, came to our house, and Gina and I threw him a birthday party. And he said, this is the first birthday party I've ever had in my life. Gina got him a cake, and we celebrated. And some people have never had a birthday party. They've never had an anniversary party. They've never had a graduation party. Throw a party for these people. Bless them. Honor them. And as you give honor to other people, honor will come to your life as well. And Kimberly S. from Stephenville, Texas, go into deep waters. And, you know, you've been fishing in the same area. You've been operating in the same arena, in the same atmosphere. It's time to move into a new dimension. You can do that. Write it down, make it plain, and begin to speak it. And I bless you, Kimberly, from Stephenville, Texas, in Jesus' name. Ho! Here's another Kimberly. Kimberly and Doug O. from Wilsonville, Oregon. It's time to lay aside all of the many activities whirling around in your lives. It's time to allow the Holy Spirit to reinvent your wheelhouse. Lighten your load. Too much on your ship. Lighten your ship. Make room for the Holy Spirit to redefine who you are and what you should be doing. Not what you're doing, but what you should be doing. He will help you do that as you turn aside to pray together, seek His face, and not His hand. It's time for renewal. It's time to determine what the real priorities of your life are. Tough decisions that will be followed by a season of great peace. Remember this, His yoke is easy and His burden is light. I bless you, Kimberly and Doug, in Jesus' name. And Hope from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. There is a way. I mean, it would appear that the dreams that God has put in your heart are absolutely impossible. But like Mary, the mother of Jesus, you must believe that all things are possible and nothing is impossible. All things. And so, as you begin to make it known, others are going to come and help you. It's a team effort, and people are waiting to help you. And you have been trained properly, and you have the right direction. It's just all going to come together. I bless you, Hope, there in Oklahoma City. And Daniel from Concord, California. I hear the Holy Spirit saying, why not you, Daniel? Why not preach the gospel? Why not do what has been in your heart for so long to do? And there is a starting point. There is a launching place, a breakout place. to enter into a whole new dimension of ministering to those who willingly will receive you and the message the Holy Spirit has placed in your heart, placing you into common ground to placing you in common ground to minister to the common people. The Bible said that Jesus, he had a ministry to common people. And how would you identify that? I'm not sure, but just take that word, pray it through, and walk it out. Daniel J. in Concord, California. I bless you there in Jesus' name. Ho! Oh, okay, I'm gonna give a word over somebody that's watching on Facebook Live. And I'm also going to take a phone call from someone that may be listening on bpnradio.com. And the number to call is, I'm going to give you the number here, 979-596-0195. And Ruth will punch the button and have you on. Okay, she's gonna make an adjustment here. I'm not sure what the adjustment. Okay, somebody is calling, and we're gonna get them right on the line. Here we are, and who's calling? What's your name? Oh, just click that one right there. Okay, it's not working. Click that one up there. Try that one. Who am I talking to? Hello.
Hi, this is Dana.
Dana? Where are you from, Diana?
Diana.
Where are you from, Diana?
Idaho.
Huh?
From Idaho.
From Idaho. Wow. I hear it's really cold up in Idaho right now.
There's a lot going on here.
sometimes when we are in a secret place, and I hear the Holy Spirit saying that he's had you in a secret place, and sometimes he begins to talk to us about things that we may not be able to discern. And I'm hearing the Holy Spirit saying over you, Diana in Idaho, that he's going to begin to give you pictures of things to come that you're going to be involved in life, and he's also going to give you spiritual dreams. And there will come a day that God will expand your ministry because you'll be able to interpret dreams. I remember one time that I had this spiritual dream, but I did not know what it meant. And I was driving down the road in Oklahoma City. I was leading a church in Oklahoma City. And I said, I've had this dream, but I don't have the interpretation. He said, tell me your dream. I told him my dream, and he gave me the interpretation, which was right on. It actually saved the church where I was pastoring. I hear the Holy Spirit saying over you, Dinah, in Idaho, God's going to give you spiritual dreams, and it's going to be at night. And you may not have the interpretation, but eventually you'll not only be able to dream dreams, but you'll be able to give the interpretation of dreams. And remember that Peter stood up and prophesied on the day of Pentecost about dreams and visions. And I believe that the Christian world is going to make a major entrance into the secular world as a result of being able to interpret dreams, because people are going to have dreams that will trouble them. They will not have the answer. And I believe that Christians are going to be able to break into many spheres of the secular world, corporations, businesses, political realm, the educational realm, the economical realm. And so I just release that gift and that anointing in you and bless you, Diana, there in Idaho, in Jesus' name. Okay, I'm going to accept one or two more phone calls. And if I have you on the line, you can just say hello and give me your name. Who am I talking to? All right. Okay. Someone's on the line there. And when I get you on the line, give me your first name, where you're from, and I will I'll give you a prophetic prayer, prophetic word. Could be a now word, future word, confirming word, or new word. And we're connecting you by satellite. Who am I talking to?
This is Craig Adams.
Craig, and where are you from, Craig?
Coleman, Washington.
Tacoma, Washington.
Pullman, sorry.
Where? Pullman, Washington. Craig, the call of God is upon your life, and God is not the author of confusion. He is simply
speaking to you and calling you into a dimension in a way that you might not understand. And I hear the Holy Spirit saying that what he has prepared for you, you don't have a pattern to follow at this moment in time. But he's gonna reveal it to you, and he's gonna guide you and lead you step by step. So you've got to prepare to and the way that you prepare, I hear the Holy Spirit saying, is to memorize Scripture, because I know that your ministry is going to involve the Scripture memorization, and you're going to be what I would call a scriptorian, that you will get up and sometimes your entire ministry would just be quoting one scripture after another scripture, or maybe chapters at a time. And as you do that, the anointing is going to increase and expand. You have a wonderful road ahead of you, Greg, and I bless you right now from Pullman, Washington, in Jesus' name. Okay, somebody else on the line. What's your name?
Teresa.
What's your name?
Teresa.
Teresa, where are you from, Teresa?
Bloomington, Indiana.
Bloomington, Indiana. Do you know where Ellisville, Indiana is?
Yes, where Pastor Doug Carter used to be.
Yeah, maybe you attended the church there at one time or sometime.
Yes, sir.
Teresa, I bless you. The Holy Ghost anointing is upon your life. I declare the laying on of hands anointing is upon your life. And Teresa there from Bloomington, Indiana, I declare that you're going to lay hands on hundreds and hundreds of people. They're going to be baptized in the Holy Ghost. They're going to speak in tongues. And the gifts of the Spirit are going to be released in your presence. It's going to be amazing. And even from the campus of Indiana University, there's just going to be a multitude of Holy Ghost connections, Holy Ghost happenings there. I bless you, Teresa, in Bloomington, Indiana, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
I receive it. Thank you.
Okay. God bless you in Jesus' name. Okay. I'll give another opportunity maybe in a few moments. Ruth, why don't you come give a station break? Then I've got some people that have been watching, got their names, and I got some more prophetic words, so don't go away.
Well, again, if you're just now listening on bpnradio.com, welcome. This is Prophetic Tuesday, and if you're watching on Facebook Live, we say welcome. What a great day. I know one of the words was given that I grabbed a hold of. I don't know anyone that we don't sometimes have the enemy saying we can't do something. So again, today is a new day and you can do it. And just get that spark and start. Let the past be the past. Let the present be your future. And so it's going to be a great day. So if you're just now joining us, we are so excited. We want to remind you that this program is played throughout the day on bpnradio.com and also on Facebook. You can always also go to archive previous, to listen to previous programs. You can go to bpnradio.com and you can go to breakoutchurch.com. You can also go, and it's probably the best website at this moment for free downloadable resources, and that is at Let's Pray America, letsprayamerica.com. There is some amazing resources right there, and so if you'll go there, and there's a way to connect with us in prayer, lots of information. So go to letspraymerica.com, and that should answer maybe some of your questions or get you to the right department that you need for prayer or prophecy. Thank you for joining us today on bpnradio.com.
Okay, thank you very much, Ruth Gentry, the manager of bpnradio.com. And we're on the air here, broadcasting all across America and around the world. When I say around the world, I mean around the world. We have people listening in many different nations of the world. Tani L. from Indonesia. And I hear the Holy Spirit saying there's been so many words spoken against you, words that could mortally wound you. But I hear the Holy Spirit saying that you are to push those aside. Ignore the voices of opposition that have come your way through so many people, even people that are closest to you. The Bible said one will say to another, what are these wounds in your hands? And you will say, I got those in the house of my friends. It's amazing how the people that should believe in us the most, sometimes can turn aside and not support us, not speak kind words. It's amazing how that could happen. So Tony, T-O-N-N-Y from Indonesia, I bless you and I bless your nation. I declare the gospel of Jesus Christ being brought, being carried across that land, even as I speak. I bless you in Jesus' name. Abriel S. from Victorville, California. Thank you for watching on Facebook Live today. And Abriel, here's what I have a picture of. I have a picture of dry ground. It's like you've been going through dry places in your life. And it's just everything seems dry. It just seems like there's no rain. There is nothing happening. But there's a lot of, I see a lot of dry weeds and dry brush. It just seems like, God, nothing is happening right now. But I hear the Holy Spirit saying just one spark is just going to set your field aflame. And I declare that while you're waiting, while you're praying, while you're interceding, while you speak those words of expectation, God is about to cause one spark and everything is just going to suddenly, the buzzword is suddenly is going to be start happening in your life. And say, you're going to say, God, I didn't realize that things could change so suddenly and there could be such a turnaround in my life and my ministry, what God has called me to do. Abriel, Victorville, California, bless you in Jesus' name. And Kelly W. from Redmond, Oregon. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that you have sown on many waves. And the Bible said if we sow on many waves, it will come back to us on many waves. And I declare it's like you have been sowing and reaching out and doing good and all these things, but it seems like you've sown much, but it's like bags with holes in it. You've got little return. So get your hands out. Get ready to receive because all that you've sown is going to come back multiplied on many waves. Kelly, from Redmond, Oregon, I bless you. And Michael, from Kingfisher, Oklahoma, the anointing is being doubled. I just see a double anointing coming upon you, and I bless you, Michael, from Kingfisher, Oklahoma, where I ministered many times. Somebody say, if you ministered all over the world, well, just about, not quite, but almost. Now I am on bpnradio.com and Facebook Live. And John and Pat from South Carolina, it's not a strange thing about what's been happening in your life. You know, you may say, well, we just can't believe all of these strange things are taking place in our lives. But think it not strange concerning the adversary that wants to come against you to try to disrupt what you know is right. And, you know, your faith is being challenged right now. I hear the Holy Spirit saying, but I declare your faith is going to see you through this time. And so, John and Pat, don't give up the ship. Don't give up now. Because you're on the horizon of a whole new day. I bless you there in South Carolina. Well, it's a good day. It's a good day. And I'm hearing the Holy Spirit saying to those of you, I'm just going to give a general word here. There's something about rhythm in your life. If you can allow the Holy Spirit to develop a rhythm in your life, that is so very, very important. Rhythms are so very, very important. And I find that I can be very productive when I have some type of rhythm about my life. But when my life gets all out of rhythm, then I find myself being discouraged, being distracted, not getting enough rest, not being fulfilled. But if you can allow the Holy Spirit to develop that rhythm in your life, that is so very, very important. Gene P. from South Carolina. Gene, I hear the Holy Spirit saying the sacrifices that you have made for your family and others has not gone unnoticed by the Holy Spirit. He has seen your labors of love in private, and he's going to reward you openly and publicly, giving you handfuls on purpose for the many hours you have served others. You are truly a Proverbs 31 woman. And I bless you, Gene, from South Carolina. Lisa W. from Iowa, I declare that God is giving you ownership over many different properties. God has given you ownership over hundreds of acres. I bless you now in Jesus' name. And Katie B. From Florida, okay, I hear the Holy Spirit saying, oh, Katie, you must know how much Jesus loves you and how he feels the pain that you've endured over the years, how he's heard every prayer that you have prayed, even though it may not have appeared to be so. How he has touched, how you have, your prayers have touched his heartstrings and the healings of your heart and the wounds that you have suffered. Even at this very moment, there's some experiencing there of that pain. But he's preparing you to minister to those who've gone through much suffering as a result of abuses they've suffered as children growing up in abusive homes. He's going to reverse the curse. Yes, he is. And cause you to be blessed so that you can use your testimony to bless many others. I bless you, Katie, in Jesus' name. And Daniel M. from Camp Hill, Pennsylvania. Dan, it's a time to hit the high notes. It's time for Christians to enjoy good music. Teach them the difference between good music and bad music. Incorporating great secular songs, classic songs, and good Christian songs. Not all Christian songs are necessarily good songs. Incorporating, merging great secular classic songs, good Christian songs, into nights of music and dancing for believers. And wait for the criticism, because it will come. Judgmental spirits will speak out loud and clear. But I see you with a wonderful band, a marvelous band, even accompanied by an orchestra from time to time, delighting the hearts of couples and children who come together for a night of music and dancing, celebrating the goodness of God while allowing great joy to enter into the hearts of many believers who've been sitting on the sidelines for too long. I can't believe I'm giving this prophecy, because there's one time many, many years ago that I pastored in a church that did not even allow dancing in the city limits. I know it's a true story. It made national headlines, and I was a major endorser of that, but I realized the value of music and dancing being together. So I release you to go for it, Dan, and developing a new sound of music for Christians who somehow have lost their joy. But their joy is going to return on the dance floor. Hear the sound of music and dancing. Go for it, Daniel. You can do it. You can make it. And you're looking good. That's a radical prophecy, isn't it, Ruth?
That's for everybody.
I'm telling you, huh?
That's for everybody.
Some people are turning me off right now. So I can't believe you gave that word. But others are applauding me. If I could just get some applause, if I could just see some hearts going across the screen. Come on now. If you believe that we need to move in, Christians need to move into a place of music and dancing, having a wonderful time. So I said, where are you going? I'm going to the dance. Well, I thought you were a Christian. No, Daniel and his band are there tonight. And we're going to dance the night away, us and our kids. And we are having a wonderful time. We're teaching and training our kids that they don't have to just go to a secular dance. They can go to a Christian dance with classic secular music, Christian music, dancing the night away. Whoa, thank you for your response. There's a whole bunch of response on that one. Okay, May M from Florida. May I see all of those creative giftings and juices flowing out of your life, creating new ideas and God thoughts, inviting others to join you weekly in making plans to exercise their God-given gifts and how to actually exercise those in a safe environment. Giving a platform for people that have acting gifts, speaking gifts, preaching gifts, artistic gifts, singing gifts, drawing gifts, drama gifts. Boy, it's just going to be a night where everybody just gets up and exercise their gifts, having Bible quizzes and a night of Bible quizzing. Just going to be wonderful. I just sense the spirit of joy coming upon people today that are bored with Christianity. There's so many Christians that are so bored. They're bored in church. They're bored with Christianity. But God did not create this life for you to be bored. He is one of joy and happiness and contentment. And he wants to turn your sorrows into great joy. Yes, he does. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So you're going to develop a new sound of music for Christians. I hear the Holy Spirit saying over you, Daniel, and over you, May, you're developing a platform for ways to release and be able to exercise what's really their gifting. Okay? So I bless you in Jesus' name. Hey, Ruth, why don't you give people an opportunity to sow a seed into Breakout Ministries to give? And that would be great because this ministry, as well as other ministers, they rely on the gifts of people. There's no charge for the prophetic word, but to sow a seed today would be a tremendous blessing.
I would be honored to. Last week I shared about sowing and reaping, and, you know, again, I just, it does amaze me, and hear my heart on this. It amazes me how we do receive a lot of prayer requests. And a lot of times it's on finances, and I, you know, just in the natural, there's the natural and there's the spiritual and the supernatural. And so I always think, you know, are we doing what we need to be doing? Are we doing what God has asked us to do? And in his word, it talks about tithing, and it talks about the tenth going to the church. It talks about offerings. It talks about sowing and reaping. And so you will never, you test God, you will never, ever, ever not receive back if you're walking in what our word says. So I do want to give you an opportunity to sow a seed in Breakout Ministries. It'll be good seed, as we've mentioned many times before. We have a lot of equipment here. We have a large team. We need the finances. We can't continue the ministry without the finances. I actually don't know any church that can't do the work of the Lord, any ministry. And sadly, that's just the way it is. You won't, it's actually, let me take it back a step. It's actually very sad how many ministries and how many churches and how many nonprofits are not able to continue the work of the Lord because the responsibility and the partnerships just grow less and less. And so people don't sow into a place that they're being ministered to. And I think that is very heart-wrenching because I've been in the ministry for many, many years, and I have actually seen my friends that have had to go out and do a different work because the finances haven't came in and they've had to shut down. And I think that it's just so tragic when the calling is on their life, when they have the team, they want to serve the city, they want to serve the community. As we, you know, through bpnradio.com, we're serving the world. And how sad would it be if we could not continue to do that? So for those that are financially sowing into us for our breakout partners, thank you. I mean, thank you from the bottom of my heart, because we couldn't do this without you. And so we need that. And so there's the practical side, and then there's the supernatural side. And so the practical side is we need the offerings. We need your support. And so if you would like to be a breakout ministry partner, you can write a check to Breakout Ministries, and that you can mail that to P.O. Box 91985. That's Breakout Ministries, P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas, 78709. Again, all of that information is on our website at letspraymerica.com. And you could go to letspraymerica.com, and there's a donate button, and you could donate, and that would be an amazing blessing. And in addition to all the information, as I mentioned earlier, if you're just now joining us, thank you for joining us. But on letspraymerica.com, there's also resources there that are free to download. And so as you go to the donate button and send a contribution, thank you. We speak blessings over you for that. And then donate one of Pastor Dale's books or Miss Jean's books. It will bless your life. No charge for that. Obviously, that's free. And but the blessing that will come back to you, you reap what you sow. And so go. In addition to this, go out and, I don't know, buy someone's groceries that's behind you. Buy this guy in the Starbucks line behind you his cup of coffee. Just be a blessing, and you are a blessing. And we thank you, Breakout Partners, for blessing us. We thank you for partnering with us. And what an awesome opportunity. Thank you again for joining us on bpnradio.com.
Okay, thank you very much, Ruth. And we just want to say thank you to all of you that are sowing into this ministry. We are so very, very grateful and thankful. Remember that your gifts are tax deductible. And as Ruth has said, you can go to letspraymerica.com and you can donate. Also, you can receive, you can download or record or whatever the resources we have. And I have a book called God Assignments, How to Start, How to Finish. And it's a prophetic book that I've written, and it will give you lots of examples of how the prophetic operates. It will give you some instructions. Just go to letspraymerica.com and click on the resource button, and there you will see God Assignments, How to Start, How to Finish. And it's a prophetic book that I wrote a few years ago, giving you examples and instructions that will help you in your prophetic ministry as well. Remember, I lead a breakout radio church for people that don't have a church or don't have a pastor. If you have a church, you have a pastor, you be faithful there, and you give your tithes and offerings and be faithful to support. If somehow you don't have a pastor, don't have a church, we invite you to come to Breakout Radio Church every Sunday morning on bpnradio.com and Facebook Live, 8 a.m. and 8 and 10 a.m. Central Time, 8 a.m., 10 a.m. Central Time. And then, of course, those services are rebroadcast every day at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. on bpnradio.com. And remember today, following this broadcast, Delvin Kinzer, who's an award-winning newscaster, will give you the up-to-date news from the BPN Radio newsroom, and Roy Beard will be along if you're listening live at 11:55, A Word from the Wall. Roy Beard is also on at 1 o'clock, 7 o'clock today, and with his insights, what is happening in America. Don't forget, tomorrow I'm going to be having a special broadcast for all of our veterans, and I'm going to be talking about the NFL boycott that's going on this Sunday. And also, I'm going to be honoring all you veterans. It's going to be a great broadcast tomorrow. Since I'm not on the rest of the week, I'm going to broadcast it tomorrow, 10 a.m. Central Time on bpnradio.com. Allison Kieber, boy, she has a great audience, is on with Prophetic Thursday. Leave your name, your city, and your state on our Facebook page. And Allison will be along Thursday. Wow. Thank you so very, very much for sowing your seed. I have a few more words. I have a word for Myron H. from Tulsa, Oklahoma. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that your quest for adventure will eventually lead you into many other geographical locations in the world. I see you leading an entourage of other adventure seekers into other places. I see special places in Europe as well as Germany. So I bless you, Myron, from Tulsa, Oklahoma. Terry from Longview, Texas. Terry, I hear the Holy Spirit saying that you must not turn away from the dreams that God placed in your heart as a little girl. You're not to disregard what He's placed in you. You must disregard, however, the walls of opposition that have been placed in your pathway almost at every turn. Every time you feel like you've been moving into places of progress, moving forward, pow, opposition comes. But God is teaching you how to overcome these opposing forces. He's giving you a breakout experience. David said, I'm going to run through a troop. That's continually fighting opposing forces. But then he said, I'm going to go to another level. And I hear the Holy Spirit saying over you, Terry, this may be a word for some other people, I'm taking you to another level where you're going to leap over the wall, breaking through and leaping over the wall, a breakout, breaking out into places you've never been, doing things you've never done, saying things you never said, meeting people you never met, operating gifts you never operating, et cetera, et cetera. So remember the plan that He gave you as a little girl is still in motion, and the anointing that He placed on your life as a child still remains. There are no missing pieces. It's all still there. All you need to do is allow the Holy Spirit to bring the right people into your life. The right pieces are there. You just need the right people. And God is giving you discernment on who the right people are. In times past, you've allowed the wrong people to get into your premises and to obstruct and to discourage and disarm you from what you know that God has called you to do. Excuse me. But that season is over. So, when you allow the right people to come in, they're going to help you fulfill the call of God on your life to preach, prophesy, whatever He's called you to do. It's all there. Nothing has been lost but time, but He's going to make up for lost time. Terry, I bless you in Jesus' name there in Longview, Texas. Regina R. from Springtown, Texas, I bless you, Regina. There is a heart of compassion that God has put in your heart, a compassion for the lost. And He's given you tears. And remember that they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. Sometimes you'll weep and you won't even know why you're weeping. Sometimes you'll cry, you not even know what you're crying about. But I bless you. And Christian B. from Oklahoma Christian College, there in the Oklahoma City area, I bless you. God has given you a strong revelation. He's given you insight of how to teach, how to disarm people that have been deceived. And you're going to be able to disarm those people that have good arguments, those that may have lawyer-like giftings that will try to stand against the faith that is being challenged in so many college campuses. I declare that there'll come a day that you will tour college campuses across America, and you will teach on relevant situations that will disarm the deceptive powers of the enemy. I bless you there, Christian B., from Oklahoma Christian College there in Oklahoma City area. And David D. from Modesto, California. David, I hear the Holy Spirit saying you're going through the death of a vision because the vision was not big enough. Don't allow your ship to sink during these moments of uncertainty and grief concerning what could have been, might have been, should have been. Dry your tears, give up the old, and get ready for the new season of your life. I bless you in Jesus' name. And Lori R., from Bel Air, Texas. Do you know how much seed you've sown into the kingdom of God? How you've reached out to help each other? How you have served willingly, so willingly? How you've given up your own comforts, creature comforts, to be able to reach out to other people? And your labors of love and all those, these serving other people, going the second mile. There's not many people that have gone as many second miles as you. Second mile, Lori, and I bless you. And God wants to bless you and give you the desires of your heart. And you've deferred and preferred other people and said, I'm going to turn aside and let them do it. But no. Don't give up your place in line, for you're coming to the head of the line. The last shall be first, and I declare that God is at work. Don't give up your position in line, Lori, for God is blessing you. And I bless you right now in the name of Jesus. And Gabrielle from Brownsville, I bless you. And Mike and Kelly from Louisiana, I bless you. And Annette from Port St. Lucie, Florida, I bless you. And Mary from Katy, Texas, I bless you, young lady. And Jan from Chicago, and Pam from Boiling Springs, South Carolina, and Amy from Pasco, Washington, and Tony from Florescent, Colorado, and Julie from Medley, Kentucky, and Dan Tell from Columbus, Ohio, and Kashala from Lake Oswego, Oregon, and Laura from Redding, California, and Amy from Pasco, Washington, and Ann from Boise, Idaho, and Edna from Colony, New York, and Alfred from Pisterville, Pennsylvania, and Alicia from Kyoto, Iowa, and Kayla from Phillipsburg, Montana, and Marianne from West Palm Beach, Florida. I hear the Holy Spirit saying it's through trials and tribulations that God forms us into that wonderful image He created us to be. You're now living in the land of the living, enjoying your God and yourself. That enough for the time being, but you're going to help bring people back into the land of the living. Andrea from Thibodeau, Louisiana, and Tiffany from Jacksonville, North Carolina, and Tracy from Richmond, Virginia. Oh, it's been a wonderful day, Ruth. Come on up. Let's bless the people that have been watching today, been listening today. We can't get to everybody. No. You know, there's a cross that I began to bear in 1985 when Gene and I started leading prayer across America and around the world. And I began to prophesy over people. And sometime in those days, I'd prophesy over, you've been with us while I prophesied to midnight. And I just realized after a while, you know, I just can't do it all. And I say to Gene, I've got so many names, but you and Gene, Ruth, you tell me that I just give it my best shot, and then we'll come back next week, and of course, week after week, and pray for people. But right now, Ruth and I just want to extend our hands out and bless the people that have been listening. As before, Aliona plays the outro. Father, Ruth and I bless the people. We love to prophesy. We love to give words over people. And I bless you right now, whether we've called your name or not. We bless you and thank you for turning your name in week after week. We've made a commitment. We'll not let one name or one word fall to the ground. We'll keep going. We'll keep praying. I just want you to know, whether you received a word or not, that God has a wonderful plan for your life. And as you seek His face, He'll speak to you, talk to you. And we declare that His will, plan, and purpose be done. in your life. And Ruth, thank you so much for co-hosting here with me, my beautiful daughter-in-law. I love you so much. And thank you for joining me today. Tell your friends about bpnradio.com. We go 24 hours a day. We're about to celebrate our third anniversary. Tell the people about our Facebook Live broadcast. Remember that Facebook Live will be played throughout the day. And you can join us anytime all the way up until tonight. I love you. We're going to go. Aliona's going to play our outro. We're going to say bye-bye for now. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.
There's a lot of pain, but a lot more healing. There's a lot of trouble, but a lot more peace. There's a lot of hate, but a lot more loving. There's a lot of sin, but a lot more grace. Oh, I pray just grace. Oh, I pray just grace. Love. Oh, I
is an enemy that seeks to kill what it can't control. It twists and turns, making mountains out of molehills. But I will call on the Lord, who is worthy.
Savior, Yeah. tears fall, I'm still your child. I've put down my defenses and laid down my pride. Love and forgiveness flow deep and wide, so I'll run to you and surrender all as I lay down my life and pick up my cross. What a joy it is to give my life away to you. All that I need, all that I seek is you here with me. Holy Spirit, have your way. Trials may come, the rock of ages is standing strong. I'm fighting battles, but the war is won, so I'll run to you and surrender all as I lay down my life and pick up my cross. More of you and less of